Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John, it's good to have you back on. We were talking with some folks today from Seattle. They have the fifth pick. Falcons pick 8. We know the Texans have the second overall pick. And today, C.J. Stroud worked out at Ohio State. I'm just wondering, are the Texans right now leaning one way or another with these quarterbacks? Who do they like, John?
First of all, Carl, it's great to hear from you. I work for GallerySports.com and Sports Radio 610, my longtime radio station here, and I'm happy to talk to you guys. Fact is, anybody that puts any emphasis on a pro day doesn't know jack about football. Those things are orchestrated like Broadway plays for weeks. Anytime a quarterback is not perfect, and I can't remember one that wasn't, I saw pro days with Jamarcus Russell, Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel, Vince Young. Those guys looked great, and I don't think any of them made a splash in the NFL. Texans are never going to reveal what they want to do. The fans here all want Bryce Young, and they wanted him since – they watched him win in Austin this season when he had a great game. Fact is, I wouldn't mind either one of those guys. They're purely in a class by themselves over Will Levis and Anthony Richardson. And so the Texans can't go wrong. It's pretty obvious that the Panthers are trying to talk the Texans in making a trade. And Ryan Poles, the GM of the Bears, admitted to Peter King. He talked to Nick Caserio, the Texans GM, couldn't get him to do it. And the Panthers sent out a message this week that size wasn't an issue, even though that goes against everything Frank Reich has done as a quarterback coach, an offensive coordinator, and a head coach. The shortest regular starter he's ever had was 6'3", so I'm sure he's going to give up all that compensation to take a quarterback who's 5'10 and an eighth. So I fully expect Stroud to go first, Bryce Young goes second, everybody in Houston celebrates the addition of Bryce Young to go along with DeMeco Ryans as head coach, an immensely popular decision.
Mm. The best in the business, John McClain with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. If you're going to go and take Bryce Young, is the Texans, how is the Texans offensive line? Will they hold up for a guy who's not really that big?
And they just made, for the second time, they made Laramie Tunsil the highest paid offensive lineman in history. They did it in 2020, did it again this week. He played great last year. Nobody noticed, and they shouldn't, because who was going to watch the Texans? Their right tackle, Titus Howard, the former number one pick in the last year of his contract. Last year, they drafted a left guard, Kenyon Green, from Texas A&M, and they traded for Shaq Mason, and because the cap, the Bucks made that deal for a fifth-round pick. What they need right now is a center, and they should have their best offensive line since 2019, when they won their fourth division title in 5 years, beat Buffalo in the playoffs and led the Chiefs 24-0 at Arrowhead before choking and going down the toilet.
It's true. That's true.
John, I've been critical, I know you have, of Nick Caserio. It seems like, and I don't know where this is coming from, you can help me with this. This is the general manager of the Texans, because the organization's been a mess. It seems like he might be getting his stuff together, the moves that are being made and the decisions and personnel. Why does it seem like it's getting better?
Well, first of all, I think Caserio's done a terrific job. He was brought in here, told to tear it down. He tore it down to the foundation and started over, signing these mid-level free agents and low free agents to 1 and 2-year contracts. The only one who's gotten a 3-year contract, and this is his third season off season as a GM, was a punter, Cam Johnston from Philadelphia, who's been terrific. And so they started off with David Culley. They still had Jack Easterby in their front office. They were a disaster. Culley was overmatched. They fired him after a year because you wouldn't get rid of his offensive coordinator, Tim Kelly. Then they elevated Lovie Smith. Lovie had the worst offense I've seen in franchise history with Pip Hamilton, who was terrible. And so they fired him, and they got a lot of criticism around the country for firing two coaches back-to-back from people that had never seen him play. I told friends, if you watch this team play, you'd know exactly why Lovie got fired, because he put too much stock in Pep Hamilton. And so D'Amico Ryans, he turned down interviews with Carolina, canceled interviews with Indianapolis and Arizona, did interview with Denver the day before the Texans. And I've known D'Amico since the second day after he was drafted in 06. And he thought this was a dream job to get to come back to Houston, where his wife's from, where he's building a home, where they got married while he played for the Eagles, where he has a home for wayward kids. And so it was just a match made in heaven, and it met with universal acceptance. And so with Easterby out of the way and not influencing any decisions, Caserio, because he had Easterby as a really good friend from 6.5 years together in New England. Now he's on his own. He hired Ryans, and he's got those picks. He has 12 this year. He has 11 next year. People think the Texans are on their way to turn around the franchise that's won 4-4-3 games over the last 3 seasons.
Mm. John McClain, give us a breakdown, guys. We talked about Seattle earlier, talking about Houston picking at number 2 and should have their pick of the quarterback based on what John is saying. John, what about, I don't know how much you've been following Jalen Carter, our situation here. We really could need a guy like that in the defensive line. You've seen a million drafts. What do you make of his pro day and all the drama what's surrounding the tragedy in Athens?
I just turned in my second mock draft on GalleriSports.com, which is free, no paywall. And I have Carter going to the Falcons. And first one, I added them with a pass rusher. And I think he'll drop to them. The Falcons know. They know more about him than most teams. He had character issues before any of the problems surfaced about the wreck and his role in it. And then he showed up his pro day out of shape. So he had baggage anyway. And so it's going to cost him some money. But because he's so talented, and I think the fact that he came back after he went, when a warrant was issued for arrest, and he came back to the combine to talk to people at assistance of his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. Rosenhaus is really good about navigating situations like this with his clients. It kind of reminds me of Warren Sapp. When Warren fell, and usually when you fall, it costs you money, but you get with a better team. And so instead of going to the Bears, who are awful and won 3 games last year with the first overall pick, if he were to drop to the Falcons, I think that any team that drafts him is going to have some initial problems with public opinion. But I think with so many Bulldog fans there that they would be more accepting. And so I think that'd be a perfect place for him.
John McClain, our guest. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we talk draft, guys, and what's going on around the league. John, do you think after the Texans, I mean, listen, I'm looking at the Colts and I'm going, do they want to just jump a spot before anybody else is able to do that if they are in on a particular quarterback? Do you think that's a possibility that the Colts may be the team that tries to jump the Cardinals just to say, hey, we're in place to get our guy?
If the Cardinals stay at 3, they're going to take Will Anderson Jr., who is a great pass rusher. No blemishes on his character at all. But the Colts run the risk of another team, and there are a lot of teams that need quarterbacks, trading up with Arizona and taking a quarterback. And that basically leaves Indianapolis with the fourth of 4. So at least they would have a choice of 2, Anthony Richardson or Will Levis, if they give them something to swap spots. Because the last thing Indy wants to do is get its last choice. Now, whoever the Colts get, whether it's 4 or 3, they're going to say that's one they wanted all along. Everybody will say that. You know how that is. And so I would think if I'm the Colts, just to be sure, assuming Stroud and Young or Young and Stroud are the first two, if I like one of those guys, Richardson or Levis, better, I'm giving them a pick to change places. Arizona could still be guaranteed of getting Will Anderson Jr.
Mm. John McClain with us, guys, from Gallery Sports here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You mentioned Anthony Richardson. He played at a higher level of competition, albeit 1 year, so you got a bigger sample size, I guess, than Trey Lance. But is somebody just going to fall in love with Anthony Richardson? He'll definitely be gone in that top five?
I think if anybody went back and watched all the tape of his one season as a starter in which he was up and down. And I'll give you guys a little insight. I have two friends who went to Florida and worked in the NFL. They're out of the league now, but they watched every play of every game. And last year when the Texans drafted running back Damian Pierce in the fourth round, everybody's like, well, who is he? He rotated at Florida. He can't be any good. So these guys told me he was vastly underused by Dan Mullen, and that's one reason Mullen's now at a studio gig instead of being a head coach. So I said on my talk show here, he's going to gain over 1,000 yards. One of my co-hosts bet me $100. With four games left, he had over 900. He got hurt, missed the last four, and I paid up on my 100. But they told me all these really good things about Pierce, and they told me this week, we saw Anthony Richardson make every play, and if anybody takes him high in the first round, they got a lot of work to do, not just on the field, but they said Billy Napier, the head coach, is also the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach. So he said, Richardson make a bad play or turn over, he come back to the bench, go sit down and sulk over a bad play, and the head coach can't come over and console him and talk to him about his mistakes because he's got to be the head coach. So he is a project. My latest mock, I have him going to Las Vegas with a seventh pick and then letting him just put him in a quarterback room and let him learn for a year behind Jimmy G. Garoppolo's contract is written where they can get out of it in a year without any big kind of penalty. But maybe somebody like Shane Steichen, the new coach of Indianapolis, who has a five-year contract, says, I'll take him, I'll develop him, let's go get him. Will Levis, who threw too many interceptions, and he's a project too, not as much as Richardson, but both of those guys got a lot of questions for anybody that takes him high in the first round.
John, always a pleasure, man. Appreciate you stopping by. Good to know you're doing well, and it's going to be fun, as it always is around this time of year, to see where all this stuff shakes out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.